So find a place to stand comfortably and just take a few moments to notice your breathing, how the air comes and goes. Nothing to change. And you might notice the parts of you that feel at ease or comfortable at the moment, as well as places that might not feel as comfortable as you'd like. And then notice where the weight is on your two feet. Is it more toward the balls of the feet, the heels, the inside or outside? You might also notice that you have more weight on one foot, that you're standing more on one leg than the other. And feel the quality in each knee. Get a sense of where each knee is in space in relationship to its ankle, as well as its hip joint, where the thigh meets the pelvis. And begin to, if you have a leg that's easier, more comfortable for you, you're going to go to that leg. If both legs are very similar, then just choose a leg and begin to shift from this middle place onto that leg and back to the middle. And the other foot stays on the ground. So you're just shifting a little bit toward that leg, and you begin to notice, how does the weight get received in that foot? What's the overall quality of your shift? Is it smooth? Are you able to breathe continuously? What's the response in your knee? The comfort there, if it does anything of interest. And then begin to notice details of what's happening in your foot. So where does the weight start on that foot when you're in the middle? And then as you roll, how does your foot change shape? How does the weight shift? You might feel some movement in your ankle. Maybe parts of the foot and ankle feel stiff. And then pause for a moment. You can maybe take a couple steps on the spot just to refresh yourself. And then again, stand in a comfortable width of your feet and begin to go from the middle onto that easier leg. And this time, notice what's happening with your hip joint on that side. So how far does your pelvis and hip joint move to the side relative to how far your knee moves? Is the movement in your hip joint smooth or not so smooth? Are you moving directly to the side with your pelvis, or does it turn a little bit or move a little diagonal? You might also notice the quality in your low back on that side, if you're holding it all. Good. And then just walk a little bit. Take a few steps around. You might notice any difference in how that leg and foot feel compared to the other one. Can you tell that you've just been doing these movements on that leg? And then again, stand and begin to shift to the other leg, the leg that's not as easy perhaps. So it likely will be different. So you might not go as far. You might go slower. And each time, see if you can reduce the effort so that your breathing is easy, that you let go of unnecessary work or tension. And notice what the response is in this knee, especially if you have problems with this knee. Does it stay solid and supportive? Is there shakiness? Is there rotation? And notice the relationship of your knee with your foot on that side. So how does the weight roll and be received on that foot? What happens in the ankle? If you remember the other side, how is it different Do you roll more to the outside of this foot or not as far? And then pause. You can step in place a little bit just to refresh yourself. And of course, if anything feels uncomfortable, you can stop early. You can just imagine the movement. And once again, shift onto this second leg. And this time, notice how your pelvis and hip move. How far to the side? What's the quality of smoothness, fluidity, or lack thereof? Does your hip and pelvis move directly to the side? Is there some sort of diagonal that happens? And what about your low back? Do you get longer or shorter in your low back? Good. And then walk a little bit. Compare the two sides. Maybe something's feeling different in your feet, your knees, your back. And then stand again. And from the middle, shift onto one foot through the middle and onto the other. So you're going from foot to foot. Of course, both feet stay on the floor the whole time, so you're not balancing on one foot. You're just shifting the weight a little. You don't even have to shift completely onto the leg. And this gives you a chance to compare the differences between the two. So feel which side is easier, which you may already clearly know. What happens in each knee? Where does the weight roll on each foot? And what's the path of that weight rolling? Does it skip over parts of one foot and maybe is a little more continuous on the other? Maybe it's more back in the heel on one foot, more toward the ball on the other. And feel the difference in mobility and, suppleness of each ankle. And then also notice the hips, your pelvis. How do you move differently, right versus left? What about the low back? Is there a difference in how far your low back shifts or whether there's a sense of it getting longer or shorter or staying the same length? And you might notice overall, do you get a little taller standing on one leg and shorter on the other? Or tall on both legs. Might even notice what happens up into the ribs on either side. How far do your ribs shift over your right foot versus your left? The sternum in the middle, what's the movement like there? Might check your two shoulders. Is there a difference? Right and left. Good. And walk a little bit. And see what's changing in your walk. What do you notice that might be a little easier, a little different? And then once again, come to stand and resume shifting a little right and left. And notice when you shift, actually just shift a few times to the more challenging leg. And notice, is there a place where you hold? It might be your breath, your jaw, your back, or a place that you feel like you stop the movement or part of you doesn't know how to move to that side. And find one or two places where that's very clear to you. In fact, narrow it down to one place where you feel like the movement stops or you're holding. And then pause with that, come back to the middle, and begin to shift to your easier side and see if you can replicate that holding or stopping on the second side. Do it lightly so it's not a big powerful thing, but you try and make this easy side just as challenging in that way as the challenging side. So stopping, holding, just lightly. And do that several times. You come back to the middle and to that side, and each time you try and replicate what it was like on the harder side. And then let that holding or stopping go and just shift to the easy side a few times and feel how nice it is when you aren't holding like that. Good. And then pause and maybe just walk around a little bit. And then once again, stand and return to shifting to the more challenging side and back to the middle. And see if that place where you were holding or stopping the movement before is a little different. Maybe something has loosened up, is moving a little more freely, feels a little better connected. And feel the response in your knee, as well as the ankle, the hip joint. Is there a little better coordination between your knee, your foot, your hip? And then shift a few times between both legs, a little right and left, and feel if maybe the differences between the two sides are a little less pronounced. Maybe they're more pronounced. Good. And then walk a little bit more. And it's little explorations like these that can be really useful in uncovering what parts of you are not so coordinated and inviting them into movement, clarifying their relationship with a part of you that might be injured or in pain so that everything can function more harmoniously together, aiding the recovery of the place that's injured. All right, I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks very much.